Time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Aaron Bott with the Division of Wildlife Resources. We're going to talk about what you can do with that old Christmas tree when you're done with it after Christmas. There's a great place for it to go, and it doesn't have to go to a landfill. Also, we're going to talk really quickly about ice fishing, because there are places that you can get out and go fishing at right now. Isn't that right, Aaron?
Yeah, we've had some good reports of people fishing up off of Schofield. Out in the middle of the lake, the ice is still pretty thin, so we caution anyone from going out too far from the docks and the shore. But people who are out there fishing, they've been seeing some good success, and not just with Schofield, but also some of those other bodies of water up on the Energy Loop. So Huntington and Electric are also doing well, and we're getting some good reports.
So just be extra cautious and try and stay as close to the shore when you're out there ice fishing right now.
That's right.
All right. So it won't be long. You can be able to get out there, and the ice will thicken up, and everything will be better. We promise. It's going to get cold eventually. It has to.
I think it's going to get cold in the next few days is what I'm crossing my fingers for.
So we'll keep an eye out for that. Now, let's talk about every year people go out and they get that fresh Christmas tree, and then when the season ends, they don't know what to do with it. You guys have this program you've done for quite a few years. Let's talk about what people can do with their Christmas tree when they're done with those fresh trees.
Absolutely. The Division of Wildlife is accepting people's live Christmas trees after the holidays when they don't know what to do with them. Instead of just throwing them in the trash or leaving them in the yard to wilt, we encourage people to bring them on over to our office in Price or to the Desert Lake parking lot if you're out in Emery County. And we gather up all of these Christmas trees that aren't being used anymore, and we utilize them for upland game habitat out at Desert Lake. Our biologists will go and stick them where they need to provide habitat and good shelter for some of our upland game species. So we really appreciate anyone who's willing to donate their old live Christmas tree to us.
So when we're talking about upland game, what kinds of little fellers and critters are we talking about?
Well, out at Desert Lake, we plant a lot of pheasants. We have some chuckers. We've got some grouse. It's just a really good local area that supports a lot of wetland species as well. And those old trees, as they start to break down and deteriorate, they just provide really good habitat and shelter for some of those species.
And so what it does really is it gets them, they can get in there and kind of hide out a little bit and get out of the elements and those kind of things. And also, it's a great way to not have to put a tree in the landfill or something like that. This gives you a place to put them. So let's talk one more time. Where do they need to take their tree, and when can they do it?
Absolutely. So we're accepting all tree donations from December 25th. To January 10th, and you can again take those to the Division of Wildlife office parking lot in Price, just on our north side. We'll have some trees already set there, so you kind of know where to drop them off, but you just dump them in the parking lot where we've got a designated spot for them. Or if you're out in Emery County, you can take them over to Desert Lake and the main parking lot there on that west side. Just dump your trees. Again, please try and make it out to these two locations. In the past, we've had some people drive out and drop off their trees at Desert Lake, kind of nilly-willy, but we have a method to our madness, so if you don't mind, just drop them off in the parking lot, then we'll take it from there.
And you guys will go, and as you were saying, you'll place these where they need to be placed, because at this time of year, there's really not a lot of places for them to get out of elements and those kinds of things.
Yep. So again, we really appreciate it. And as soon as the holiday season is over, anytime between December 25th and January 10th, we'll accept those tree donations.
All right, Aaron, thank you so much for taking out the time and giving us a call today. We really appreciate it. And let's get those trees turned in where they need to be, and they can be repurposed and reused for those small animals and upland game out at Desert Lake. It's Aaron Bott with the Division of Wildlife Resources. Thank you so much. You have a great day.
Thanks very much.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com. Also listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.